The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
We welcome you back. It is a very important time to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month, to talk about the importance of that, what it means. The SEC has gotten behind it. In fact, a number of the medical staff people around the league convened today in Birmingham to discuss it. And Dr. Christopher Bader, who is the assistant athletic director for mental health and performance from the University of Arkansas, was there and is joining us now. Doctor, thank you for the time and good afternoon. Really eager to hear what happened today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show and a big fan, so appreciate it.
Thank you. When all of you men and women get together, and I know this is something that is fairly new, what is on the agenda and what happens during these conversations?
Specifically around mental health, we're talking about, I mean, much like you saw in the softball spot, you know, what are normal reactions to stressors? What are we seeing that differentiates our student athletes from the general student population, from the general public? It's a good time for us to kind of get together and compare notes in terms of best practices, how we're approaching different issues and different topics within mental health, and really starting to address sort of the influences that our student athletes do have on them in both positive and negative ways. So, you know, the commissioner spoke this morning and did a really nice job of sort of contextualizing mental health for us and giving us where he sees problems, if you will, unfolding, or the next sort of growth edges for mental health in collegiate sports, which I think is, you know, we're looking at coaches and staff now paying attention to their mental health and really articulating to them how their mental health affects the student athletes and how it affects their performance on the field and off the field.
Dr. Bader, I'm assuming, maybe incorrectly, that this has been something that universities and athletic departments have paid some attention to for a long time, but I hear that phrase a lot more, especially from the commissioner, especially from leaders. Take us through this process of, and fortunately it is a big topic now, but how we got to today and what are those issues on college campuses?
How long do we have? No, I'm just playing. Yeah, I do think the conversation started before my time, I'll say, and I was the lucky recipient of a number of individuals sort of early in my career who pointed me in the direction of athlete mental health. I think when I think about athlete mental health, I conceptualize being an athlete like a cultural variable, like a demographic variable. Those of us trained in sort of general counseling or general psychology talk a lot about multiculturalism and how that impacts an individual's functioning. And I think when we start to consider athleticism or being an NCAA athlete and in a conference like the SEC, we do have to consider that athletic piece to be a demographic that we have to pay attention to. And really we need to make sure that we're demonstrating cultural competence and working with individuals who identify as athletes. It's been around for a hot minute, I'll say. I started attending this one particular conference, not the SEC medical meetings, but about 15 years ago, and there was probably 30 or 35 of us in the room. We just got back from that conference a couple months ago this year, and we had over 200 providers in the room. So it really has blossomed in the past 15 years. I think some of the stigma around mental health in athletics has gone away. Some of the preconceived notions of athletes not needing mental health help because they have everything going for them are starting to fade as well. We're starting to get coaches and staff members more recognition, or they're beginning to recognize more the impact of mental health on performance. And I think when we can affect bottom line like that, where we are looking at a holistic perspective on student athlete health and wellness, the mental health piece is a big part of that.
Dr. Bader, as you well know, because you deal with elite athletes, especially as you go up the chain, I mean, these are unique individuals, and I don't want to besmirch them, but I mean, they're a little different than when it comes to athleticism than schmoes like me. But, you know, how difficult is it for that individual who's at the highest level to want to sit down and discuss something like this when they may or may not, or he or she may be concerned that's going to affect what makes them different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big question, for sure. And I think you are right. You know, one thing that I try to impress upon our student athletes is that what made you great and what got you to this level is going to be the thing that continues to help you grow. And when you think about all the people that have helped you up to this point, we tell them over and over again, you didn't get here alone, you know, family and coaches and those kind of people. I think the more they start to embrace the idea of receiving help from a number of different sources, I think that can really help. And a lot of times we'll be referred to as mental coaches, mental wellness coaches. I call myself a psychologist and sports psychologist, again, sort of that destigmatization process for them. But yeah, I think that's a real fear. I do think that perfectionism, that high drive, allowing them to understand that our ability to just talk through some things is actually going to enhance that. It's going to keep them where they are. A phrase I use with them quite a bit is, look, coming in and asking for help doesn't take that away. I haven't played competitive sports since I was in college, and I still consider myself competitive. It's been, we'll just say, a hot minute since I was in school. And so I think, you know, them understanding that asking for help, that seeking assistance, seeking a different opinion, as was just mentioned in that softball video, you know, strong, confident people ask for help. Them understanding that it's a supplement to their way of being versus a replacement or you know, a detriment even, them understanding that asking for help is actual strength is a really important part of the introduction of our services and the introduction of us. And really, these days, it's starting in the recruiting process.
Hey, Dr. Bader, finally, we talked about athletes. What about the people in charge of those athletes, the coaches? These are, in some cases, very highly paid. As you go up that pyramid, it's rare air. It's hard to breathe. One mistake and the career starts to tumble down. How do you deal with those people on your campus?
I think about it like hugging a porcupine. You know, do it very carefully. but I do think, you know, I'm fortunate in my setting, my direct report, and then our AD and our chancellor, and even up all the way up to the commissioner of the SEC, are very supportive of what we do. I think all the providers in the SEC can say that. Commissioner Sankey's just nod that our administration and our coaches really need to start paying attention to their own mental health. And like I was saying before, the impact that has on our student athletes on the team level, but also on that individual level. You know, you never know what kind of day somebody's having. So the coaches and the staff around them. So, I mean, I know you're talking about coaches. But when you think about athletic medicine staff, sports medicine staff, strength and conditioning coaches, dietitians, just everyone just sort of ensuring that their mental health is at least accounted for, that ensures that we can all bring our best when we're helping the student athletes and serving the student athletes. I do think that's probably our next iteration of mental health and mental wellness and athletics is that coach realm. But yeah, that'll be another thing to tackle for sure. We do have, you know, coaches who will reach out on occasion for a little assistance here and there, and always happy to consult and yeah, help guide them as well.
Dr. Christopher Bader, Arkansas's Assistant Athletic Director for Mental Health and Performance, joining us as we acknowledge and celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month. Thank you very much, Doctor. We head to the break right now, and we'll get to your phone calls when we come back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Lisa is up next, calling from Iowa. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Started watching your show last week and haven't missed an episode since. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say thank you for covering mental health. I struggle with anxiety and panic attacks, and the fact that you brought this up on your show is very, very meaningful. So just wanted to say thank
you.
Lisa,
thank you. I think we all have various issues, and I'm appreciative of someone that can acknowledge it, because I've seen it. Everyone's seen it. I don't want to speak for the whole world, but we've all seen it somewhere growing up or getting older, and it's one of the hardest things in the world to come to grips with.
It is, and thank you so much just for bringing it up and bringing awareness to it.
Thank you.
It means a lot.
Thanks a lot.
We could all use a little help.
Well, that's why we're here. Chris is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
I wanted to say thank you. I had called in the fall. I had talked to you a little bit about, I was actually going into the hospital, and I'm a big Georgia fan. My brother's a big Ohio State fan. And we were kind of talking about that and about a book idea that I was writing on, and I kind of sabotaged with you with that idea, so I wanted to apologize for that. But I too have mental health struggles, or I should say I struggled with addiction for a while, and I've been sober for quite some time. And, so I appreciate you guys bringing this up, because, it's a very underreported, under talked about thing in our society. And, you know, especially, you know, people forget that these are kids in these positions. And, you know, societal norms have dictated that, you know, it's not okay to talk about how you feel and about this and about that, but it's really a requirement. I'm actually going through a struggle, a battle with cancer too, though I've actually taken some of the principles I learned from my recovery, and I'm applying those to my battle with cancer. And I actually did a write-up on social media the other day that kind of talked specifically about one of the topics that one of the women in the article, one of the softball players brought up. Do you have a lot of experience with any mental health challenges in your family?
I do, yes. And I've seen it pretty up close, and it's scary because it's especially difficult, Chris, when you see it from a different generation. And what I mean by that is someone older that came from a generation, and I'm speaking considerably older now, that would not acknowledge it. I've heard when I was a kid, family conversations and people say, well, you just have to tough it out.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were a child in the Depression, maybe you did, or a child of World War II. But we're in a different world today where I think very fortunately there is available help. And back then psychiatry and psychology was not a new thing, but it was not very accepted, where people like our most recent guest, I think, make it easier because we hear ourselves. And I think when you get to I'm glad we're having a conversation about normal folks like us versus elite athletes, because that's a different world.
Right.
And you don't become an elite athlete by not having a different mental makeup it's too difficult. You're on an island where people like us are going through the normal struggles, and you in particular right now with what you're battling. You asked me, I went ahead and free associated here when you asked me a very simple yes or no answer, which shows you my own state of mind right now.
No, that's great, though. But these are the kinds of conversations that need to be had. And, from my recovery background, you guys had some discussions on people getting sober several weeks ago, and I really wanted to call in. I just wasn't in condition to. But one of the things you learn is to always find the positive in any situation, and that's kind of how I live my life now. Because once I was able to get past that struggle, I take that paradigm and apply it to my life. And people say, I've got blood cancer, and they say, well, you've got lymphoma, it's not good, right? It just is what it is. So yes, but it's also taught me A, B, and C. And so I find I'm able to be of service to other people by discussing it, talking about it, and hopefully, because, there's a number of other patients out there that, to your point, that are older. Typically the people I'm around when I'm in treatment are, I'm 50. Are 60, 70, 80. And so, and they don't want to talk about it, right? They're just there. And I've had to, I've had to work with my own family, my own parents, to kind of say, you know what, it'll never be okay with them, but to communicate.
Well, Chris,
I
think you've identified one of the more difficult, and I was referring to somebody significantly older when I was young. And you always hear people say you talk to your father or grandfather or great grandfather was in the war and they don't want to talk about it. Well, there's a reason they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Should they? Yes. but I mean, that's all of us. And I'm so glad you called. You got my mind spinning in a thousand different directions about stuff that happened a long time ago. Can we stop right now? I think I need some. I mean, I'm not joking. I mean, but
I appreciate
you registered
the time,
some
Paul.
Really bizarre feelings with. Hey, thank you. You be well and all the best on the cancer. What's wrong, Randy?
No, we're good.
I see you getting closer here. Kelly is up next in Long Island. Kelly, go right ahead.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Do you know now after your mental health talk?
I wish, Kelly, I could say sometimes what I really feel, but I can't.
I know. I know. Well, I actually am having a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I just wanted to. Yeah, and my internal exam didn't go that great, so I just need some reassurance.
Well, I just had a close friend go through that about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I've only had it once. And I will lie here on live television and tell you what an easy experience it is. And you won't even remember it the next day, although I still remember mine 12 years ago.
Of course you do. You remember every single thing.
But ultimately, the good news is that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's and I. The most scary thing is not knowing. So once you face that,
I would agree. I would agree totally.
That can really get you past anything else.
Kelly, I've only had one situation in my life where it was that serious, waiting for a test. And I can't tell you, fortunately, it was negative, but the anticipation is unlike anything you'll ever, you're in. You need help. You need support.
You do. You need people to know that you need to, do what you need to do. But in any case, I actually had a real call.
Good.
I've noticed that ever since Bama basketball went out in the tournament, there's been no emphasis on what's going on in the background. Nothing about Brandon Miller, nothing about the case. Do you have any updates? And what do you think the reason is that they've suddenly ghosted us?
Well, I think sometimes in the Brandon Miller case, you'll hear his name again soon when we get closer to the NBA
draft. Yeah.
I don't know this, but I suspect he's probably moved on to go back to wherever he's from and get ready for the draft. As far as an accounting of that, the legal situation is one thing. I still don't feel like we've ever had an honest accounting of that moment in time when so many things went wrong for the university.
I do believe that because I'm still very shaky about how the gun got into the car in the first place. If someone says there's no fingerprints, what about the fingerprints of the shooter and how were they identified?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, that would
that would be
pretty easy to determine.
Yes.
I don't think you have to watch Law and Order to figure that one out.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of silly, but I just was so curious because, the law probably kept this under wraps because the attention had to shift.
You're right.
But it's just interesting to me that before that, it was on every 5 minutes. And so it's
the media
cycle,
is only interested in whatever the latest is. Very, very rarely in today's modern media does anyone dare to go back to look into something in depth. All the best on the colonoscopy. We'll be thinking of you, and hopefully it is benign. We'll take a break. We have plenty of time for you to get in. We'll talk about Auburn football in the next hour.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
More news on betting. Iowa State and Iowa both have now been linked. A number of the 15. You got football, basketball, track and field, you name it. We don't know much more about this than that. But only two schools so far have, since all this started about a week ago with Alabama, it has touched the players. Alabama's case did not involve anyone other than the head baseball coach. Wesley is in Georgia. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Wesley, thank you.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I was going to tell you this little thing. I had to go see my cardiologist last week. And me and him always talk football before we talk medical stuff.
Of course.
And, I mean, he's a Georgia fan. He went to Georgia. And he said that anybody could have quarterbacked Georgia's team last year.
So your cardiologist said that?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yeah, well, he's wrong.
He said,
I want him looking at my aorta.
Well, he was talking about he wouldn't throw to the wide receivers. All he would do is throw to the tight end down the middle.
Yeah.
And I said, well, when you got the best player in college football, being your tight end going down the middle, why not throw to him?
Now, most important question, Wesley, is how is your heart?
Well, I'm in congestive heart failure.
Okay.
But I have good times and bad times.
Well, that's as you well know, it's a serious situation, but as long as you're being treated, and what I like about this story? You've got a serious situation, which my mother had, so I can understand it. You go to your cardiologist, and the first thing you do is listen to him rip Stetson Bennett. I mean, that's a good visit, I think, as opposed to you sitting down and say, hey, listen, let's get right to it. I mean, let's talk about what's going on here. But you got I wish my physicians were more talkative, don't you?
Yeah.
No, they're just so businesslike.
I was just to the point.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best in the world. I'd put my life
my guy,
in his hands.
The doctor's like, look, Mr. Feinbaum, how are you? I'm doing great. Okay. And then he's already looking toward the next patient. You've got a good now. Where is this cardiologist, Wesley? I'm thinking about having him check me out.
I'm in Waycross, Georgia.
Waycross, Georgia. So it probably wouldn't be hard to find the cardiology department at the Waycross Medical Center.
Not right. You ever been to Waycross?
Where is it?
It's in South Georgia.
Near Valdosta?
Well, we're east of Valdosta. We're kind of north of Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. I have been to Valdosta. I have been to, is it more toward the eastern part of the state?
Yeah. Okay. Right on the edge of Okefenokee Swamp.
Oh, okay. I know where it is. I once had to drive from Gainesville to Valdosta. By the way, anyone, hey, good luck with you, okay? It was right after 9/11. I was taking a flight out of Gainesville, and the flight got canceled. There was a scare. So I had to drive to Valdosta, which had a nice airport, by the way. You sit down, they come and get you when it's time to go through TSA, and you're in. But I've never been to Waycross. But I'd sure like to go one night.
They must have good cardiologists.
They have the preeminent heart surgeon in the world. Chris is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Chris.
Oh, how you doing? I can think very few of us want to see the inside of your aorta, too. So no, we'll just leave that conversation where it is.
I've got a valve loose in my aorta.
Well, whatever your valves are doing is your own business. conversation topic just for this time of the year as we're getting into a dead period as far as sports-wise. Who would you think is the most overachieving college football program over the last 15 years?
Overachieving meaning that they've done well but not well enough. I mean, done better than expected, right?
Yeah, but also at the same time, you look at who has got the money, who has got the recruiting base, who has got all the intricacies that go into developing a college program, who has done the most with what they
have.
That's
interesting. Who do you have?
I think it's Kansas State. I look at them and I see a program that's in the middle of nowhere, and I've been to Manhattan before and there's nothing there. And yet, year in, year out, this is right. a program that is competitive, and they've got a couple of conference titles over the last couple of years, including last year where they beat TCU, who went into the college football playoff. And I'm just curious who people would think would be the most overachieving. We talk about underachieving.
No, it's a fantastic because I was about to give another answer, and then I realized that they have a lot of money, so I took it off the board, and that was Baylor.
Yeah, I think that's kind of – but you look at K-State. Think about them. They're in the middle of nowhere.
No,
true. High school football in Kansas is nothing compared to some of the other states out there. And yet, year in, year out, that program puts a team on the field that is competitive, and nobody wants to play them towards the end of the year when they just seem to start putting their foot on the accelerator.
Now, you're right. Chris, another one, and it's inconsistent. Northwestern's had some really good teams, then they go right back to where they were. But what we're talking about here is outliers, not your – but, you know, when Bill Snyder and probably did more – with less than any coach in the last 30 years. And
no question about it. But you look at right now, I mean, they have
they're
no
still
recruiting
doing it, yeah.
base because, and I look at a program like that, and I just am amazed at the ability of them to put out. And I think of all these other programs in the other major conferences who have extreme amounts of cash, who have extreme amounts of recruiting, especially the Texas schools. And yet they cannot turn that corner and win a conference title, and yet you've got K-State who's sitting up there with very little, and they put two titles up there on the board. I mean, this is a program that
You're
to
right.
me is doing something correct.
And it's been a while, but there was one year under Snyder. They had a shot. They were one game away from maybe winning it all. Hey, thank you very much. Yeah. That's an interesting question to pursue, and we are going to do that. Not that we take advice from callers, because we do. Zach is up next. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Paul. I want to thank you for covering mental health like others have thanked you.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I have a very severe mental illness called schizoaffective disorder, and it's kind of like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
Ooh.
And I think a lot of stories about this are pain and, you know, heartache, but I've actually done very well. I have a PhD from Berkeley. I'm an ASC certified auto technician, and I run a small nonprofit in Prattville. So I take 5 medications a day. I go to counseling. I meditate. But the most important thing is to have a large supportive community who can hold you up when you're in your darkest hours.
I think you've nailed it, and I think that's the problem for so many of us, that we don't have that.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, and you be you well, and we appreciate you saying that. And I'm not surprised, because whenever we talk about something like this, and it's not often, we get a lot of really positive reaction. We'll continue more of your phone calls right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back here toward the end of the third hour, and Myth is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Myth.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So with a 60-plus player roster change, if he gets to the big, I guess what you call a big bowl game and win, does Prime, does he get Coach of the Year?
Well, yeah. I mean, one thing Prime does have right now, and I don't think people realize it, is the quarterback, which is, I believe, his son, is quite good. But I don't think they have any chance of having a big year. I just think the deck is stacked. Not only against me, but against him.
I understand what you're saying. And where does the Manning kid stand? That's going to Texas, where does he rank among his family of quarterback?
Well, impossible to know because he really hasn't done enough yet, but he'll have a pretty big hill to climb to knock off his uncle Peyton, who's not only one of the greatest college players of all time, but one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks. His father never got the credit, but was one of the most exciting college quarterbacks I've ever seen. And Eli, with two Super Bowl MVPs, I think speaks for itself.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
And currently Arch is number three on the roster, the number three quarterback. So he'll need to become a starter before he can start entertaining questions like that. Glenn is in Louisiana. Glenn, go right ahead.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think you're doing well. I'm a big LSU fan, have been since about 1948 and 9, long in there when some of my school buddies started getting scholarships down there. And I'm really excited about the upcoming football season. I think they've got a lot of hope built in down there right now. But I just wanted to remark about the baseball team. I'm concerned about how far they're going to get past the regular season with just one pitcher on staff. They're going to have to come up with something a little better than what we've got. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they lost a series over the weekend at Auburn, which surprised some people. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Henry is in Arkansas. You're on the air. Hello, Henry.
Hello, Paul.
Hi there.
Oh, you had a call from Matt earlier. He seemed to be suffering from maybe some mental health problems there. And another gentleman called in and told Matt to just trust in the Lord and even offered his phone number to talk to Matt. That was a wonderful gesture.
It was.
I'm not going to give Matt my phone number because he's slighted the Razorbacks far too many times. And you got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, you do.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, Razorbacks would not get caught giving Aggies their home phone numbers.
No.
That just doesn't work.
And if Matt,
if you're a Razorback, don't let your children grow up to be Aggies.
You got that right. If Matt is wondering why there's so many Christians in the world, then all he needs to do is listen to a song that I just took out of my Easter. It's called Jesus Was Way Too Cool. And that is by King Missile. It only take a couple minutes of your time there, Matt. Other than that, Matt, I got one piece of advice for you to feel better. Just listen to the music of James Brown. If the Lord don't work for you, just listen to James Brown. He'll always make you feel good.
I feel good.
You got to get off that good foot.
Hey, Henry, thank you. Henry, okay, so Matt calls in. As we celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month, admits he's got some struggles. And Henry, a guy calls in, offers him his number, gives him some great advice about trusting faith. And Henry calls in, gives him a song to listen to and an artist to listen to. But because he's an Aggie, he won't do any more. That we need to work on that. I mean, if we're going to help our brothers and our sisters, We have to be willing to look past the color of the rivalry. That's the new goal here. If somebody is struggling, let's forget what kind of fan they are and try to lift them up and help them.
Stand the olive
branch. And I don't, no disrespect meant to James Brown.
None.
But that's a temporary feel good.
That is.
That will not last. It didn't work for him. Yeah. Steve is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Great to hear from you.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so I had a question in regards to as far as the WVU football program. It seemed like since they went over to the Big 12, they kind of went downhill. And I was saying from your point of view, do you think they would be off better in ACC?
Well, I think you're stuck in where you are, but I think the coach there survived barely. There's been a lot of changes there, and you got a basketball coach right now who, after some truly idiotic statements, is holding on by a thread. So there are some problems in Morgantown. We will take a break. Jesse Simonton will tell us about Hugh Freeze's big weekend. Right after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.